Welcome to WhiteWire Internet Radio. I'm your host, David Pringle, owner and editor of WhiteWire.net. Today is our first day as a show broadcast on Stormfront Internet Radio Network. Really looking forward to it. There's shows by Paul Fromm, Ron Doggett, Bob Whitaker, of course, Dr. David Duke, I think James Kelso, Don Black. It's going to be, you know, a great internet radio network, and, you know, it's going to cost you $0, unless, of course, you're a sustaining member of Stormfront. Today, I've got an interview that I did a few weeks back with Lynx and Lamb Gaty, the Gaty girls, who are in the band Prussian Blue. It's their band. They've got a new CD out. It's called The Path We Chose. And we're going to talk about their inspiration for wanting to play this kind of music, why they chose the name The Path We Chose, some of their interests, their music. They're a couple giggly girls. You know, their CD, the quality and the maturity of their music. This is basically a pop crossover CD, and I think that most everybody is going to be very impressed with it. I've heard the whole CD. They've got a couple sample tracks. I'm going to play them for you. I'm going to play one before we start the interview, and then I'm going to play another one after the interview. And then I've also got an interview with April Gaty, their mother. Now I'm going to play that for you tomorrow. Because April and I go in depth into a lot of things, basically the pro-white music business, and where her and I both see it going in the future, and that's less centralized. But we'll get to that tomorrow. For those of you that know me, obviously my voice is a little messed up. I've been sick, and you know, it affects me in my voice. For those of you who've never heard me before, I don't always sound like a Marine drill sergeant, and you'll notice that in the interview with the girls. I had a lot of fun doing the interview. I have a lot of fun doing white nationalist stuff. You know, just running my website, whitewire.net. If you guys have never been there, it's not your standard, you know, stiff shirt white nationalist site. I'm irreverent. I have an irreverent sense of humor, and that isn't to say sacrilegious for anybody who takes that the wrong way. I have a way of seeing things that's a little bit more black and white, I guess, than a lot of other people, and I'm not afraid to express my opinion. I'm not afraid to hurt feelings. I'm not afraid to offend people, and, you know, that's just the way I am. So anyway, I hope you enjoy this interview. First, before we go to the interview, I'm going to go ahead and play one of their songs, but I'd like to talk about a couple other things too. You know, John Demjanjuk, I never say it right, but anyway, you guys know what I'm talking about. Ukrainian, he's being deported this week, and I put an article, a little blurb up on WhiteWire about it. You know, I mean, for anybody who follows immigration like most of us do, this just shows the level of just how pathetic our immigration system and the problem is. I mean, if you think about, probably almost every janitor at the Cleveland courthouse, federal courthouse, where they deported this guy from, you know, they're illegal aliens, or they've got somebody who's illegal in their family. And what it shows is, it's just, first off, Chertoff, the Jew, Chertoff, you know, this is obviously driven by him, just like the persecution of David Duke, of my friend Chester Doles, of other people like that. And it's where he's taking important assets of our government, and he's wasting them on personal pet projects that support his Zionist worldview. And, you know, I think that probably the judge and the whoever ran the prosecution, they need to be investigated for misuse of government funds immediately. And if they found guilty, they deserve jail time. Of course, that's not going to happen under, you know, the occupation government's watch. It's only going to happen afterwards when these people are put on trial and, you know, tried by a jury of their peers, and if found guilty, they get whatever sentence, you know, the court sees fit to put on them. It's not a daydream. It's not a fantasy. It's what's going to happen in the future, and they all need to think about it. And so I'm going to play a little, I love bumper music. I'm going to play a little white nationalist bumper music and, you know, a funny little commercial, and we'll go right in to a song off Prussian Blues' new CD, The Path That We Chose, and then we'll go and do the interview. I'll play another song afterwards, and we'll do a little closing. So let's get with it. Okay, we're back on White Wire Internet Radio. All right, the first song that we're going to play is an adaptation that the girls have done on Rudyard Kipling's The Stranger poem. It's got a great sound to it, and it's off their new CD, The Path We Chose. You can purchase this CD off PrussianBlue.net. That's www.PrussianBlue.net. All one word. It's available right now. I believe that the pressing's finished, and it's ready for immediate shipping. So enjoy this, and then following it, we'll have the interview. Then I'm going to play a real snappy little pop song that these girls have made that you'll be amazed. So enjoy it. You're listening to Stormfront Internet Radio at stormfront.org. Okay, you're listening to White Wire Internet Radio, and we're on with Lynx and Lamb Gady, or as they say on Google News, the Gaetti girls. Yeah. How are you guys? How are you girls doing today?
We're doing good.
We're doing good.
You know, you guys have a new CD that's coming out. I was lucky enough that I got to preview it. I was very impressed by it. Now I noticed the name is called The Path We Chose. Can you guys, what inspired you to name your CD that?
Well, this is Lynx. I came up with the title because, you know, people are saying, you know, my mom, we're just doing what my mom wants when, you know, they're basically just going along with whatever my mom thinks and that, you know, someday we're just gonna, you know, go and probably, you know, get back boyfriends and stuff. And we wanted people to know that, you know, we're not stupid and ignorant. We know that we're doing the right thing, and this is the path we chose too.
Great. Well, you know, I remember when I was a teenager, way back when, and I remember the thing that annoyed me more than anything was somebody suggesting that I was doing what my parents for something strictly because my mom or my dad wanted me to.
Yeah.
So every teenage kid who's listening to your CD or adult who can remember back then objectively will think about that and relate to that. So, and you two wrote almost every song on the CD, right?
Yeah. Yeah, the only song that we haven't, the only two songs I think that we haven't written was Ocean of Warriors and Green Fields of France. And we didn't write the lyrics to The Stranger, but
Lynn came up with the music, and I came up with the idea to use the...
Is it Rudyard?
Rudyard
Kipling's
song. Yes,
Rudyard
Kipling's poem.
Oh, yeah.
That was a great, it was a great interpretation of that, I thought.
Yeah.
Now, you have a video of that, right?
No, but we're hoping to make a video of that song. And
oh, okay. Yeah. Now, I noticed your guitar playing, of course, just like every musician, improves the more you play.
Mm-hmm.
And now you guys are both, you take professional lessons, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so when you were writing the music, did it by ear, or did you tab it out on a piece of paper?
No, I just kind of did it on a, by ear. I just kind of kept it in my head and stuff, and I never really wrote it down on a piece of paper.
Okay. Yeah, lots of people do it. Go ahead, sorry.
My teacher, I would play it for him, and he'd write it on a piece of paper just so that he could remember it.
Yes.
But I would never write it on a piece of paper.
So, the Prussian Blue Band, you guys have some other musicians playing. Are they kids your age, or... were they studio people?
They're older. They're professional musicians.
Nice.
The lead guitarist is my sister's guitar teacher, Lanny. And the bass guitarist is my teacher, Mark, my bass guitar, because I'm taking bass now. And and then the drums is this guy, Roger, who plays in a band with my bass guitar teacher.
Excellent. Well, those guys are all very talented.
Yeah, they're so cool.
It's fun, though, because it's like, really, really comfortable in the studio, and everybody can joke around, and...
Yeah, it's more of like a... It's not really, like, work or anything. It's more just like a get-together to have fun with everybody, you know? We joke around, and...
I mean, it's serious, but it's like... Serious, but we have fun.
Well, that's the way it should be. That's the way it should be.
Yeah, we go and just get Starbucks, and then we go back and we get, you record it, and then it's really fun.
Well, you know, your whole CD, for the most part, sounds real fun. One song in particular I was noticing, When I'm With You, that really has a great pop feel to it. And let's see, Lamb, you wrote that. Is that about a boy that you've got a crush on?
I never really wrote it about a certain boy. It was just kind of like, you know,
things that other girls relate to.
Yeah, it was just kind of, you know, you kind of know the feeling, so you just kind of write it. But it's not over anybody in particular. I just kind of wrote it.
Oh, yeah, well, it's kind of, like I was saying to you earlier, it kind of like had a, like a Hilary Duff kind of pop feel to it. Is that kind of the sound that you were going for?
Yeah, I wanted it to be more, you know, happy and stuff. I didn't want it to be, you know, like, sad and stuff. I wanted it to be, you know, a little happy teenage pop song.
Excellent. Well, who do you girls listen to, just casually? Who, what bands? And all genres too. Don't stick to anything in particular, if you wouldn't mind.
Like we listen to Ashley Simpson and, you know, Hilary Duff, but we also listen to, you know, Green Day and All American Rejects and people like that.
And Sugar Cult.
Yeah, and Sugar Cult.
Sugar Cult.
We met the lead singer of him, and he helped with the song Hey Hey.
Oh, really?
And he gave Lamb pointers and like what was the best. It's really cool. He's really nice.
And he likes to say the word rad a lot.
That's rad.
Yeah.
Does he throw every once in a while a totally rad in?
Yeah.
Wow, you guys must be in California.
Yeah. So Link tonight and Mike kind of made a pact. We're like, we're going to help him bring rad back. Make rad cool again.
Well, that's rad.
Yeah.
So, Link, you wrote a few of the songs too. Track 3 on your CD is written by you, Not a Problem.
Yeah.
You want to tell us, can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, when I read it, we're enrolled in public school, and I was getting frustrated with some of my friends. You know, they were the kind of people who believed the same thing, but, you know, they wouldn't say anything, or, you know, it was more of like, you know, I know the truth, so, you know, I'm in the light, but, you know, you, even though you know the truth and you just don't want to say anything, you're still in the dark, you know?
Sure, I know exactly what you mean.
You know, everybody wants to be closet, but the thing is if you say something to them, they'll be like, oh, yeah, like my friend, she said, but not to be racist or anything, and I was like, that's no problem, I said, and, you know, and she's like, oh, okay, well, and, you know, there's no, you know, like, once I said something to reassure her that, you know, I didn't have a problem with it, she was more comfortable to say what was on her mind, but she's too afraid that, you know, to care what other people would think.
I know exactly, and, you know, probably most of the people listening to this know.
Mm-hmm.
So, now you're playing the bass now?
Yep.
What kind of bass do you have?
I'm not sure. I just picked it out.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I'm not good enough to know all the cool, you know, which ones are the best. I just got really, I got good advice from a bass player who works at the store, and he's really cool. So.
Right. Well, you play violin also, right?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of violin do you have?
I think it was it was imported from Germany. Oh, Bavaria. Yeah, we ordered it from the catalog. Hans Kroger Bavarian violin imported from Germany. It's really, really cool because it's a lot different from my last violin. It's bigger and it has a fuller sound. And yeah, I'm really excited.
And is it mic'd? So you just plug it in? No?
No, it's not an electric or anything. It's just, you know, a little classical instrument.
Absolutely. So so then you don't have all the extra stuff in there interfering with the resonance and the way the sound comes out.
Right.
Excellent. Now, how long have you been playing violin?
I think 3 years.
3 years? So you started when you were, you girls are 13?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, yeah, you started when you were 10. That's a great age. And are you taking, are you two taking any voice lessons?
No, we took some for the, for maybe a couple weeks when, a long time ago, but the guy was an opera singer and we didn't really like the style he taught, and we didn't really like it, and so we just kind of went and did our own thing.
Well, and you know, that's what most successful musicians do in pop music.
Yeah.
So, Lamb, you play guitar. What kind of guitar do you have? Do you have one?
I have a Neil Zaza, Mark Cork, and it's pretty new. I got it for my around my birthday.
Nice.
And it's blue, and it's really pretty.
Is that, have I seen it in a video?
Yeah, it's in the I Will Bleed For You video, and it's in the Victory, it's pretty much in all my videos.
Right. Is that the only guitar you have?
No, my first guitar was a, Fender, it was a Stratacoustic, and then I have, an acoustic now, but I'm not really sure the name, because it's kind of new.
Right.
So I haven't really...
I remember when you had that, what was it called then?
Oh, I had a Washburn,
nice.
A red Washburn, and it was really pretty, but I traded it to pay mostly for my Cork. So.
Wow, okay, so you've had some pretty nice guitars, and you have a really nice one now. It really makes a difference in your music when you've got a musical instrument that you really like that's high quality.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, not Willie Nelson sounds good with a old beat up guitar that has a beer can hole in it that somebody threw a beer can through at a concert, but you know.
Yeah.
He's got professional guard. Are you looking forward to having a guitar tech someday who hands you a guitar in the middle of a concert all tuned up, ready to go?
Yeah.
Well, you know, the way you guys.
I have backup guitars.
So. Right.
The string breaks.
The way you guys are going, you'll have one.
Yeah.
So, now, what are some other kind of interests? You guys live on a ranch. You do lots of horse back riding and stuff like that?
Not for the moment right now, because we're more into getting the CD all set to go. And for a while, the lamb and I were training our ponies. So, but... I don't know. We just stopped because we had too many things going on.
Sure, it's hard to do everything.
Yeah. And we like to go, like, around this loop. It's probably, I don't know, a couple miles. And we go with my mom and my baby sister and our dogs and stuff, and we go on the walk, or we jog sometimes. So,
nice.
And we help our grandma feed all the horses and stuff.
So you guys have chores.
Yeah, but my grandma never really asks us. We just kind of, you know, want to. So we, like, help her load the hay and stuff because, you know, it's easier for us than it is for her, so.
Well, that says a lot about you two.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice that you help your grandma. Now, your little sister, are you guys going to throw her into the act when she's old enough?
Yes. She's our backup dancer. She likes to dance whenever we have shows. Like our last show in Phoenix, Arizona, she came and she started dancing, and then Lee's picked her up, and I was right in the middle of a song, and she started like screaming into the microphone. Everybody started laughing, and I think we got it on tape.
She's a publicity hound already.
Yeah, we try to make her feel like she's a part of something.
Well, she is. She's a part of your family, too.
Yeah.
I saw some of the video of her dancing around and flirting with everybody. She looked like she was quite a flirty girl.
Oh, yeah. She does that with everybody.
Right.
And, like, we let her we follow her around in like Target and stuff, and she walks up to people, and you're like, you don't even notice that I'm gone. She just goes up and she says hi to everybody, and she's very friendly.
Yeah, she's too cute.
Yeah.
What, you know, you guys had a lot of publicity, so you're pretty famous. Has anybody asked you for your autograph while you were walking around?
No. Well, I was in, we went, my mom and I, we were on the way to the post office, and we stopped by the store to get, like, a bunch of candy bars and stuff. And we gave this gal a CD, and, because she's kind of a family friend, and she said, but I didn't know her, but my grandpa knew her, and she said, well, you guys looked very cute on TV the other day, and she has a 3-year-old daughter who, like, now wants to go and play guitar and stuff, and she likes to dance around, and we gave her a CD to give to her little girl and stuff, and she's really cute. I saw a picture of her.
That's great. Yeah, my kids were dancing around to your CD yesterday, too. And a couple of their friends from down the street, they were having a kid dance party while I was listening to it, getting ready to talk to you two today.
How funny.
So, that's great. Well, is there anything you guys would like to say before we finish up?
No, not really.
Not really? Just buy your CD?
Yeah.
You know,
it's really good.
It is really good. And, you know, your videos are great, too. I noticed one thing that you guys are doing, and I don't know whether you two had anything to do with it or the people who are helping you out, but, you know, the fact that you have single downloadable videos on your site in iPod format is absolutely cutting edge. And that's the future of media, you know. In the future, people probably won't even, they probably won't even get a CD pressed. It'll just be available electronically, and people can buy it and download it.
Right,
yeah. Put it on an iPod or something like that. Do you guys have iPods?
No. Yeah, I want one, though.
I have one. Yeah. Let me tell you, they are rad.
I'm really awesome. Hint, Mom.
iPod.
Ooh.
We'll have to talk to Santa.
Yeah.
You're right. Speaking of Santa, I think we're going to talk to your mom about how you guys put your CD together, because I like that you're indie, that you're independently putting it out.
Mm-hmm.
Me personally, I think that's the way everybody should go. And you guys don't owe anything to anybody. That's right.
Yeah.
And, independence is an important thing, and especially in, you know, when you can just go down and record it yourself, and you know where to get it pressed, and you know how to market it, and you guys are doing a fantastic job.
Thank you.
So I'm proud to know you two, and I wish you guys the best of luck with your CD, and I will definitely be promoting it on my site if that, hopefully that does some good for you.
Okay, thank you.
Do you want me to get my mom?
Yeah, that would be great.
She's coming.
Okay.
Okay, here she is.
Thank you, you girls. Have a good day.
You too.
Wow, can't you just feel the hate there? You know, I've watched so many interviews, her, you know, on TV, and heard so many on the radio, and, you know, Google News has a piece where they call them the Gaiettis, and there's so much hate directed towards these two little girls that it's really amazing that two 13-year-old preteen girls, well, I guess they're not teen if they're 13, preteen if they're 13, but these two young ladies, there's so much hate directed towards them by the media and by these media thugs that, you know, we need to make like 20 more pairs of Gaiety twins. We need to have other kids up there, I think. Apparently, it's pretty effective, and it definitely gets to the media and to the system. So, on that note, tomorrow, I'm going to have an interview with her mother, April Gaiety. We've already done it. It's all engineered, ready to go. So make sure you tune in, and you'll hear April and I talk about some of this media hate that I was just talking to you about. And then we're going to talk about the state of affairs in white nationalist music as we see it. Remember, these are our opinions. But I'll just give you a hint. I see white nationalist music becoming less centralized, where record companies who take all of your money and don't do anything with it except for, you know, well, flush it down the toilet, basically, are out. And independent media and independent record companies are in. That's the trend that's happening in the general music industry, and that's the trend that's happening in white nationalist music. There will be people who sell CDs, but for the most part, the people who engineer them, I mean, the program that I'm doing this radio program on is called Cool Edit Pro. Kevin Strom uses it for American Dissident Voices. David Duke uses it for his radio program. And you could put 64 tracks on this thing and go. And you come up with a master at the end of it. You could take that to a duper and get the CDs duped, impressed. It doesn't take great resources. I mean, a couple thousand dollars gets your CD out. And, you know, you get the profit back, which makes you able to put more of yourself into your music, more of your resources into your music, and less into some yo-yo's pocket who you don't know what's, you don't know how many CDs they've produced, you don't know how many CDs they've sold. There's no music contract. This guy, whoever it is, thinks they own your music. No. The future is independent, indie, just like these guys on Stormfront. I can't remember their name. They just made a Stormfront video. My mind is drawing a blank. But anyway. So the song that I'm going to play for you now is called When I'm With You. And it's real poppy. It's got a great pop feeling. It's a fun song. We talked about it during the interview. And I'm just going to go ahead and close with this song. And then I'll do my regular program extra, and I'll see all of you tomorrow with April Gady and myself doing an interview, and then I've got a couple other interviews for later in the week that I've already done, one with a young man from National Vanguard's Tampa Bay unit. He wrote a book about personal finance. He was featured on American Dissident Voices not long ago. This interview was actually conducted before the ADV program. And, you know, I just was on vacation. So, I hope you guys enjoy this. Remember, you can buy the Prussian Blue, their new CD, or a variety of DVDs that have been produced, music videos. In fact, you know, there's one thing that these girls are doing, just on a tangent, there's one thing that these girls are doing that is cutting edge, and I love it, and they're the first white nationalists to ever pull their head out of their full point of contact and do this, and that is to offer downloadable videos for, you know, a couple bucks each off their website. God, I mean, that's one of the problems with buying a whole CD, is that you don't know, half the songs could be crap, but if you heard one good one on there, you might pay like $2 to buy it. iPods and music sharing and MP3 players are the future, and everybody needs to get used to that. It's not going to be any different. It's not going to change. This is the way it's going to be, and, you know, spending a lot of money on CDs is just stupid. So, anyway, you know, you can buy their CD and, you know, pop it onto your MP3 player. It's at PrussianBlue.net, and you can buy a variety of DVDs, or you can download individual music videos. And they're all courtesy, you know, they've all been done by Murray Media. They're ultra professional. They're well directed and produced and engineered. And I'm thoroughly impressed with the level of professionalism. That's one of the reasons that the media attack them. That and a wholesome image. So until tomorrow, enjoy When I'm With You. And then I'm going to close out with some words from my favorite guy, Dr. William L. Pierce. You've been listening to White Wire Internet Radio on Stormfront Internet Radio Network, and I'm David Pringle. See you tomorrow.
Kinsmen die, and cattle die, and so must one die oneself. But there is one thing I know which never dies, and that is the fame of a dead man's deeds. The German philosopher Arthur Schopenhauer expressed essentially the same idea when he said that the very most any man can hope for is a heroic passage through life. Greatness, in other words, rather than happiness, is the mark of a good life.